Well, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, which began with his work in regeneration, is ultimately to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ. He has a sanctifying ministry in our life to remove that which is unchristlike by bringing conviction of sin, granting repentance, and then to establish us very firmly in the Word of God, to cause us to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. This is the role of the Holy Spirit in the believer. He also seals us in Christ so that we can never fall away and lose our salvation. And we talk about the perseverance of the saints. In reality, it's the perseverance of the Spirit in the saints. He is the one who is preserving us in grace and is safely directing us in the will of God, and one day will take us ultimately to be with Christ in heaven. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the church is to work through every member in the church to direct them into the will of God, to cause them to grow in their love for God, to deepen their passion for the glory of God, to elevate their own hearts in the worship of God. He has gifted the various members in the church and gives them gifts and strengths that can be employed in serving the Lord. The Holy Spirit is also a part of comforting the believers in the church and bringing His power to bear upon their lives and upon their ministries. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the local church cannot be overstated how greatly dependent we are to be a Spirit-filled church, to be a Spirit-empowered, a Spirit-energized church.